Hey everyone, welcome back to Heart Free Run's Impact 32 podcast. As many of you know, Heart Free Run is a network of over 100 different ministries all working to spread the gospel in Iran, Afghanistan, and the region. Today, I'm so excited to be talking with a dear friend and colleague, Jennifer Rost. Jennifer serves on our team as the manager of our Superbook Farsi program, where they work to translate the children's TV program Superbook into the Farsi language so that children in the Middle East can hear the gospel message in a fun and interactive way. Stay tuned as Jennifer shares her heart for children around the world hearing the message of Jesus for the first time. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, and I say hi to all the audience. And I'm so excited. Anytime that I can talk about Superbook, it's exciting because I have two kids. I spent so much time on them, but after that, Superbook is what I spend most of my time on.
Yes.
It's exciting for me if I can talk about Superbook anytime, any day.
Yes, I love that. I know. I actually remember watching Superbook when I was younger, and now I have nieces and nephews that love watching Superbook.
Yes.
And it's such like a fun way for kids to learn about Jesus about the Bible.
Yes.
And so now, like, learning that our ministry has this ability to translate it into other languages and to broadcast them to children who have never heard. And so they get to hear in such a unique way. I think that's like incredible. So thank you for what you do.
Sure.
Yeah. So can you give me like a little bit of insight into your involvement with the Superbook program and that unique role that you play in the production?
Sure. As you said, I manage the entire Farsi Superbook, from dubbing the Superbook episode, translating and dubbing it, Superbook Academy videos, and all the package that comes with the each lesson, the craft, the coloring sheet, or everything, all the prints they need to be translated. And also producing virtual Superbook Sunday School programs using Superbook Academy videos, which that's very exciting. And we see the most of respond from through that from Iran. I also manage a Superbook social media. Basically, I manage any project that starts with Superbooks or ends with Superbook, and
right.
I love it.
Yeah, that's so cool. I feel like it's not only translating the episodes to people listening, but also we have the virtual Sunday school,
right,
which is different than just the program people watching. It's like people can actually be engaged with Superbook,
correct,
and the children. Can you actually tell me a little bit about that real quick of how they get connected with the virtual Sunday school?
Yes. Superbook, the Sunday school has two parts. One part is pre-production, is a 30 minutes pre-recorded that it's being broadcast on the channel using Superbook episode, dividing them in three areas, Chris and Joy's dilemma, and then Bible story, and then Chris and Joy's decision.
Okay.
Based on the Bible. And then we have academy videos, Bible background, that are very helpful in understanding the history of the Bible story, and signpost videos that how this, for example, the Daniel story relates to Jesus and how it relates to our life today. So after broadcasting that 30 minutes from Mohabbat TV, we go live for 30 minutes on social media, on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Telegram.
Yeah.
And we do worship. We talk about the topic of the program, that day's program, and then do the craft related or doing coloring sheet. And we have a lot of response through that. And it's very exciting.
That is so exciting. I feel like that's so interactive and so intentional to be able to like connect with people who are watching. It's not just you're broadcasting and hoping someone hears and hoping someone gets the message. It's like you're actually able to communicate with them and stay connected with them.
Right.
I love that.
And I, growing up, I was 4 years old that my mom started sending me to Sunday school. So when we would go, I got really interested in Bible. Bible, knowing Jesus. And my sister and I would come home and talk about Jesus to my mom, not knowing that we're witnessing to her, you know.
Oh my goodness.
So she got excited from our excitement, and she started going to a church and reading Bible. And this is how salvation comes to our home. And I know that even though this is a kids program, I know it has a huge impact even on adults.
That is so incredible. That it just shows like the power of ministering to children. It's not just for them, but when children receive the gospel, they're so excited and they're ready to share it with whoever. And there's so much like purity and innocence in that. And I love that. And I think that's just why it's such a priority for our ministry to not only reach families and women and men, but also the children.
Oh, yes. So, they are the future of
yes, absolutely.
To believe,
seriously. Yeah, well, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Can you tell us a little bit about just the process of what it takes to translate these Superbook episodes from Farsi and even just the steps taken to broadcast it?
Yeah. Well, I thought this program is only 20 minutes because I can talk 2 hours about this one question.
Right. I know.
Yes. Each step is really has different process. I'll try to say it very quick. It's simple, so do not confuse and give audience headache. But for the episode, we try to outsource that. We have a great contractor. They are all believers, and they translate the script. We review them, and they dub it. And they give us the audio, and then we internally merge that, finalize it, mix and master it with a video, and then they are ready to go. With Academy videos, the process is a little bit different, but still part of it because we need the same voice. Part of it is being outsourced. Part of it is being done by our own team. And as I said, that it's in between all these projects, maybe Superbook Academy is more time consuming because there's a lot of details in it.
Right, a lot of details.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then Superbook Sunday School, it's being done basically in Turkey. Our main host is in Turkey. And I want to say this, maybe that will be interesting to the audience. The host herself came to Christ through Mohabbat TV.
Wow.
And now she's hosting one of the
programs. Oh my goodness. I love that.
It is interesting. And so our contractors work there, and then but still part of it is being done in the United States by our own team. And and as I said, the last is social media, that we have a small but mighty team that takes it and produce segments or content for our social media.
I love that. It's like it's such a global effort from people across the world.
It is. And that's
together.
Our goal always, you know, to involve, to bring the family, to make it, as you said, a global, not just the small in one corner.
Exactly. Yeah. You're like reaching out to people in different parts of the world to join together to make this happen.
Right.
So that's so cool. I love that. Something that I am so curious about, like, learning about the culture of Iran and the culture of the families and all of that, I want to know something from you, and you're Iranian yourself, and so you can give some personal insight to this. What do you feel like Iranian children are in need of right now that they are receiving from Superbook when they watch and when they engage? What are they receiving that they're in such desperate need of?
You know what, Gillian? As a mom that have 2 kids and I see what they're watching, and I think this needs, it's not only for kids in Iran, but also all the kids around the world.
Right.
In today's world, children, including those in Iran, are bombarded with misleading, false, and sometimes harmful messages from various animations, games, movies. So it's crucial to counter this with equally engaging content with that conveys the truth of gospel to kids. This is where Superbook steps in. And through characters like Joy and Chris, kids can relate to common challenges that they face at school, with their friends, at home, with families. Each episode presents a story from the Bible showing how decisions can be made and lessons learned. And of course, we must recognize Gizmo's role, our
right.
old friend.
We can't forget about Gizmo.
yeah, we cannot. That's my favorite character.
Right.
Because he brings that fun factor to the show.
Yes.
So I think this is the high quality Superbook cartoon really competes with a lot of other non-Christian content out. So as much as we have to support this and make it available for our kids around the world. And
absolutely.
As you said, kids in Iran, kids in let's say in the United States, they might have other resources too. But
right.
That resources to hear about gospel, Jesus, truth of life and death,
right.
It's very limited for kids in Iran, very limited as an Islamic country. So that's why it's important. If we have this resource, why not make it available for them?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think that's so important because I think that, like you said, there's not a lot of quality Christian content for children, even in the US. I mean, there's a lot more popping up that we see, and we like it's more than we've had before. But I think in other countries, even the quality of content is just not there, especially quality Christian content that
right.
they're actually receiving. Life and love and joy and peace. And it's not just entertainment, even though it is entertaining, but they're also just receiving life-giving principles
right.
and lessons and the word of God, really, and stories. That's beautiful. I love that.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about, like, have you gotten some feedback from different children or different families who have experienced Superbook and it has just changed things for them? Do you
Sure.
have any
Sure.
testimonies from that?
Yes, so many testimonies, but I want to say that Superbook is designed for kids age 4 to 12. At this stage, children usually don't have their own social media account,
Sure.
or they
Yeah.
might not be able to just grab the phone, start calling.
Right.
So they are totally relying on their parents for the communication.
Yeah.
And that makes it a little bit more challenging compared to, we have a virtual church for adult too. So
Right.
anytime, at any moment, any adult can grab and contact us. But
Right.
even if a kid, they may feel something in their heart, in their mind, they may share or not share it with their
Right.
parents. Or if they share it, we don't know if their parents gonna act on it or not. So
Yeah.
that's why we always try to encourage parents as well to contact us, make
Yeah.
us
Right.
available
Let
for
us
your
know.
kid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're here for you. Yeah.
Exactly. And we
Yeah.
have a lot of encouraging stories from parents that they call us and they say that how much this animated series positively impact their children's behavior, inspiring them to be a better person, to recognize the true good and evil. And we also get a lot of messages, parents asking for Bible for their kids, because their kids, after watching a few episodes, they get excited and captivated by the show and wanting to have their own Bible and wanting to read it. And what's
Yes.
better than that, you know,
Right.
planting the gospel in their heart and their mind from very early age. And we had a girl recently, a 12-year-old Yalda. She called us during a Superbook, and she said, "I want to receive Jesus." And she said, "But I'm concerned about my uncle too, because he cannot see, he doesn't see Superbook. He's drug addicted, and I'm afraid that he goes to hell." So we said, "Like, you know, let's pray for you first. Let's help you first, and then you can pray for your uncle too."
Wow.
And we are right now in the process of ministering her and helping her and walking her through her faith.
Wow.
And this is so heartwarming that kids not only think about themselves, they think about their family members. You know,
Wow.
this
That's
is what I'm
so
saying, that
incredible.
this is not just
Yes.
Focusing kids, it can really spread the gospel into the
Yes.
families.
Absolutely. That's so incredible to hear what an impact it's had just on children and even like them receiving it for themselves, but then like, oh, this person needs this and this person needs this because they recognize how much it's changing their lives, even at a young age in their young minds. That's
Right.
incredible. And it just shows the importance of what we do and what you do and in producing this and getting this out and translating and coordinating all of that to happen. Cause I know there's so many moving parts. And
Yes.
So it just shows the importance of that. And even walking by faith too, because you said like a lot of the children, you don't hear the feedback
Yes.
from everyone that you're reaching, but you trust that it's getting to the right places and it's being heard by the right people that need to hear it. And so I feel like that's just trusting the Lord that He is
Right.
ministering to His people, even when you only hear one or two stories back, and you just that's encouraging, but also just walking by faith by that. But
yes, Gillian, I always say
yeah.
one day if I go to him and only five kids come to me and say
Yes.
that I came to Christ through Superbook, I'm like, worth all the
Absolutely. Oh, I
worth
love that. I
hassle
love
and
it.
everything that we
Yes.
went through, even just five, even just one,
Right.
it's worth it.
Absolutely. Oh, I love that so much. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for being on this podcast. One last thing I want to ask you before we go is, how can we as listeners, as people who are just engaged with what the Lord is doing overseas, how can we be praying for this program and for these children?
Yes, as I said, first we have to pray for God's transformation, touch through this program, reaching out to save all children, particularly those in Iran. As I said, as some of kids may have some resources outside, but that resource is very limited in Iran. And you can see, you know, Gillian, kids in Iran grow up with apart from salvation, growing up with a lot of health, mental, emotional problems. And I really want to ask the audience to keep kids in Iran in their prayer. And the second one, for I want to ask for the prayers for financial blessing, but because
Yes.
we can go and move forward as much as our budget allows us.
Right.
So it's really crucial to have that fund to keep this program moving forward. So I appreciate any donation.
Yeah.
If somebody want to participate and partner with us in this project, we are open armed.
Yes,
Accept.
absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, well, we will absolutely be keeping you and your team and this whole program in our prayers because we know how important this is. And children are so important to the heart of God. And as Jesus said, he said, let the children come to me. He's so
Yes.
open and so open-armed to
Yes.
Just not shooing them away or not placing them as second, but it's come. Would
Yes.
you come and receive? So Jen, thank you so much for being on this
Sure.
podcast. It's just been like so incredible. And so I'm so honored to just hear from you and hear what your team is doing. And so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's an honor to be an instrument in God's hands, you know, and
Amen.
I'm happy to
Yes.
be here and talk about Superbook anytime you want.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have to have you back and just go
Yes,
all in.
Definitely.
That's so great. And for those of you tuning in, we just want to say thank you for joining us for this episode. It was such a pleasure to hear from Jennifer and her heart for the Superbook Farsi program. We would love to stay connected with you, so you can feel free to visit us online at heartfreeron.com or follow us on social media at heartfreeron. Or if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to email us at info@heartfreeron.com and we would love to hear from you. We're just so excited for all that the Lord is doing in the earth, and we hope you stay tuned for what's to come on the Impact 32 podcast.